God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Hello! This is your dog poet transmitting. Dog poet Less Visible transmitting from the saucer pod here on this warm, wonderful October night. It's Halloween. Halloween, when people dress up as scary things and go out into the night to do whatever it is that they do. In my recent post today, I wrote about that and about John Stewart and those and Colbert and the rest of them with their really bizarre antics and Washington, March for Sanity, Movement Against Fear. I have no idea what it is. It looked like acts of desperation because the apocalypse is forcing people out into the open, causing them to behave as they really are, while at the same time making them think they're entertaining people and making the people who are watching them think they're being entertained. Well, that's all going to end shortly now. Coming up and beginning toward the end of this week and possibly this week are going to be some of the most dramatic occurrences, transformations that have been seen in many, many a day. And I really don't know what to tell you about it because I don't have the details. All I've got is the image of what seems to be on the horizon. And it's going to be a breath of fresh air for those of us that are ready and willing to accept the transformation as a reality in our lives. And it's going to be a frightening and scary thing for those who are not in a position to be moved by it and who will then be forced into more and more bizarre behavior until they can't stand it and are finally forced to out themselves as what they really are. In other words, what the apocalypse does is it forces you to identify yourself. And the pressure becomes more and more unbearable and forces you into more and more bizarre behavior until finally, there you are. And that includes all of us, those of us who are the most sane and ergo considered crazy by society, and those of us who are complete psychopaths and who are considered to be the most functioning units in society because they're the ones manipulating it for their own profit. And that whole house of cards is about to tumble down. I don't know what to say. I have myself had a rather painful transition here the last couple of weeks. I was hit with some very bad gallstone behavior. And this was the result of what I had been through during the late spring and summer down in Italy, where I lost a great deal of weight and went through so many changes based on a Kundalini reawakening and some other things that happened. But that now seems to be all in the past, and I'm very grateful. But as a result, I have not been able to go to Italy, and I'm still here. And there are some people wandering around in vans that are supposed to be meeting me there. I hope they catch on and get in touch with me here, because I don't know what else to tell them or how to find them. It just was some brief contact going on. So if you're listening, please do get in touch with me, because I do still plan to go down there. But I have now come to the decision not to go anywhere until whatever it is that's about to happen happens, because it doesn't really make any sense to do so otherwise. And had I gone down there, well, before this gallstone thing hit, which I was about to do, that would have been a nightmare. I mean, I have complete health coverage, of course, but I would have wound up in a hospital scenario in a country where not very much functions very well, except for the food and sex side of it, from what I observe, conversation and good times realities. And not to criticize the Italians, they're very hardworking people. I've got to give them that. And where I live, I'm surrounded by very agrarian types, and I'm amazed at their industry and endeavor. They're a breed unto themselves. They're kind of like children. They and the Portuguese share certain similar qualities. I've come to find, being in Europe for quite some time, that each of the countries has a very distinct personality to it. And it's funny because some countries don't like other countries, and some countries do like other countries and get along. And so, you know, I'm always like looking to see a little deeper behind the whys and the wherefores of what's going on. And so it can be very amusing for me. I must say, since this thing has passed, and now that I'm involved in a full purification ritual with the Robert Gray Holistic Horizons colon cleansing intensive, which lasts for about 3 months, and all sorts of other things from the ground up, and the biggest changes that has occurred in my life since, I don't know, many, many years ago, I am just filled with positive energy, and also have been having some of the most unbelievable experiences, which I'm not even going to bother to talk about because they're too off the charts. They're going on right now, and lucky I'm even able to do this radio show. I wasn't able to do it last week because of the gallbladder thing, and I had packed everything up. I'd already been ready to leave, and I thought, I just can't do this another week, you know. And so now I had to pack everything again and set all of this back up, and here I am. And glad to do it, and glad to be here and talking with, to, or at you. And glad to know that you're out there. It'd be nice to hear from some of you, because I know that a lot of you listen to the show, but I only hear from a few of you, and be interested to hear your takes on whatever you think, maybe ways I can improve what I do. Always open for suggestion, and very much working upon improving myself as much as I possibly can, because I feel like that's a job I never did fully complete, and that I spend a lot of time, wasted time, doing things that probably were unnecessary. And I must say that my observations of life tend to make me think that that's the case with a great many people. It's interesting. You hear things like youth is wasted on the young. That's because the older you get, the more you realize how much better you could have done everything. And it's always too little too late. You know, we've all got 20/20 hindsight, and we all know so much better now than we did then. But there's always time to start. There's always a new beginning at any moment when you decide that you're going to make one. And I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind. Tonight, Suzanne was here playing the guitar, and she was criticizing herself because she thought her timing was off. I actually thought the problem was a little bit different than what she thought it was. And I said to her, you know, I said, this is the reason why most people never really get very good at anything, because they go to do it, and they go, oh, well, I'm not very good at this, or this and that is holding me back or retarding me. And the fact of the matter is, you always have to, you know, do it for a while so that a certain kind of flow can develop. And until you do it to that point, you're not going to get any of that. And people always quit before they get to that point. It's like changing your diet. People know that they're eating the wrong foods, but they go to eat the foods they feel they should be eating, and they don't taste good to them. Well, that's because their taste buds are adjusted to the wrong things that they're eating. But anyone who would take the trouble to spend just 10 days eating the food that they believe they should be eating will find that in those 10 days, their taste buds will adjust themselves to the new tastes, and the foods that they formerly ate will no longer taste to them the way they did, and the new foods will now taste to them the way the old ones did, but even much better than that, because that's the food they should have been eating. We never seem to have the discipline and stick-to-itiveness enough to get over the hump, to get past that place where we stop being retarded by the fact that we didn't do it long enough. And I hope that point is coming across. I can only say in my own case that I find this to be true. And, I guess I'm just blithering on, am I not? But, you know, I do this stream of consciousness thing now. I don't have any notes or anything. I just turn it on and I say, well, let's go. Let's see what we're supposed to do here. And so far that's been working out or not, depending on your position concerning it. But here I am and here I'm still doing it. And I just want to say that, once again, to reaffirm this, you've got to have a very strong conviction about what you want to do. You have to set out to do it, and you have to, hurrah! Someone must be at the door. I think that's the woodsman from down the street. He presses fresh cider. He's got a wooden apple press, and he's been bringing me this wonderful fresh cider, which I've been using with my colon cleanse, and which I have been drinking, and I'll tell you, it's just something else. It's really magical. It makes me feel wonderful, and doing all the right things right now for once in a long, long time, and I'm just really pleased with myself and hoping that I can maintain, and that's why I'm talking to you about it, and hoping that you will take this time now. You know, it's getting late in the game, folks, and soon it's going to become so transformative that the very idea of doing what I'm talking about is going to just escape your purview. Hey, guys! Hello! Aroo! That would be Lily. She doesn't know how to shut up. Her full name is Silky Lily Nelson. And, Lily Nelson, I like that. But anyway, you got to be able to stick to it. And there's never any time but now. There's never any moment but now. You'll never do it except in now. Now's the only time when you'll do it and the only place where you'll accomplish it. And you have to be thorough. You have to be direct. You have to be convinced. Committed, convicted. You have to be all the way. You just can't do it halfway. And all I know, I'm only just talking from experience, and I don't want to deal with wish I hads, and I don't want to deal with nostalgia, regret, and getting any kind of poignancy about the affair. And I hope these dogs are not too distracting here. I apologize for that, but not much I can do. But it's all part of the thing, and this is how it goes. But please, people, I'm appealing to you, because whatever you do helps me, like what I'm doing helps you, okay? We're all in this together. I mean, whether you like me or don't like me, don't be put off by what you consider to be my personality negatives. And reject the things that may be useful to you, okay? Because I learn from people even that I have maybe an elementary distaste for or dislike for. And I always try to look at myself first and see why it is that I dislike this person. What is it about them that sets it off in me? And invariably, I find that it's something about myself. And if I can just keep looking long enough, it will reveal itself. And we are in that time now, my friends, the apocalypse, when existence, the universe, is compelling us, forcing us to see, and we will see. Like it or not, we will see. And that was what I was trying to say earlier on. All these clowns and comedians, these bloodstained clowns, they are going to be forced into more and more bizarre acts, bizarre behavior, until they will reveal themselves. Don't be one of them. You know, allow yourself to be stripped naked and see yourself for what you are. It's not going to be that bad. Well, it might be, depending on who you are, which may be where all the resistance comes from. But not much we can say about that. Some of these people have been having a feast and a lark, and ride at our expense for a long time. They've stolen all the money. Now they want to get everybody's left. And that's not going to happen. So the universe has stepped in. And that's just the way it is, like it or not. And that is, well, that's how it is. I don't know. What do I know? You know? I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. And hopeful, very hopeful, very promising things on the horizon, I do believe, for me and for you, if you choose for it to be so, okay? Now, you don't pay anything for this. Doesn't cost a thing. Take it as something freely given. If it can be useful to you, so much the better, you know? And seems to me it should all be like this. We pay a great deal for things that aren't even worth having. Don't even know they're not worth having because we've been convinced into thinking we need them. People race back into burning buildings to save things that have no actual value and lose their own lives in the process. In fact, spend their lives losing their lives over things of no consequence. Anyway, my friends, we've come to the end of my 15 minutes. And so I can only say I'll see you next week. You'll hear from me next week if there is one. I thank you very much for taking the time and the patience for listening to me this evening. And asking that the divine will surround and circle you and hold you in the ever-loving love and protection of his endless and unopposable embrace. That said, allow me to conclude and close by saying aloha and adieu.
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.